It's time for George Rogers Clark High School Football on 102.9 FM and 990 AM WWKY, streaming on WWKYradio.com. Tonight's game brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Citizens Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Meek Frazier, Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive, your Healy Family McDonald's in Winchester, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, Neely and Wade Insurance, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Rymar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. Stay tuned, kickoff is coming soon on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, WWKY, streaming on WWKYradio.com.
Glad to have you along here on this Friday night. We've got football over in Lexington, Kentucky. We're at Frederick Douglass High School on the campus at the stadium affectionately called The Farm. I'm Joel Bennett, along with me Bobby Baldwin, and the GRC Cardinals take on Frederick Douglass tonight in this football matchup. GRC has arrived. They're out on the field. They're going through some warm-ups. Frederick Douglass was on the field earlier. These two teams come in. This is the first meeting ever between these two schools, as Frederick Douglass has now moved up to 6A football after playing 5A football since 2017. Their rise in the 7 years has been meteoric. They have shot up greatly in a short amount of time. Under Coach Landis, they had a great winning program, and now under Coach McPeak, they've taken it up another notch. We're going to get more pregame coming to you here shortly. Right now, we'll take a two-minute break. When we come back, more pregame after this.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com. The digital marketing experts for small businesses.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency, 606-780-1387. I know you're tired of the overwhelming Medicare phone calls and mailers. Joe Nameless does not know Medicare, but we do. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a no-cost or obligation review. Call us at 606-780-1387.
CDE Sanitation is focused on providing garbage collection services with the highest levels of customer satisfaction. CDE Sanitation will do everything they can to meet your expectations with fair prices, superior quality, and exceptional customer service guaranteed. For pricing and pickup options, call 859-749-1362. That's 859-749-1362. Make the switch today to CDE Sanitation.
Here's your LEX 18 storm tracker forecast. Leftover showers will dwindle overnight. Clouds will also begin to clear out as lows fall to the low 40s. For Saturday, it's a great start to the weekend. Sunshine makes a comeback. We've got a few clouds too. Temperatures will warm up towards 70. Sunday will be dry as well. Mostly sunny skies, but cooler in the 50s most of the day. I'm meteorologist Emily Dipman on Winchester's WWKY.
Blue 42. Hot, hot.
Welcome back here to the pregame show. Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. The Cardinals of George Rogers Clark over here at Frederick Douglass High School taking on the Broncos at the farm. This is the first matchup between these two clubs. And again, Frederick Douglass, very, very strong team. GRC comes in. Kind of trending the opposite way, Bobby. GRC's come in. They've dropped two in a row. Frederick Douglass, that record will fool you. 4-3, they've won two in a row, and they're poised to make another run. They won a state championship last year as a 5A. Trending with two wins, looking to close out the season. GRC dropped two in a row, trying to get something positive out of this.
Right, and district-wise, when you look at what they did last Saturday afternoon, going over to Bryan Station and basically doubling the score on them, what, 43-23 or something like that, that shows you that GRC is going to be in for a tough, tough game tonight. They better be ready to go.
This program, as we mentioned before we took our break, the rise has been meteoric. They have got up here, and they have really made a splash since 2017, putting a football program on the field. Right now, they are under the direction of head coach Nathan McPeak, and we'll tell you more about Frederick Douglass and GRC when we come back after this message.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
We live with you, grow up with you, and dream with you. At Central Bank, we belong to the same communities you do, as neighbors, friends, and business partners. And through the relationships we build with you every day, we consistently serve you better. That's what highly personal banking is all about. We start with you. Find out how at centralbank.com. Central Bank, member FDIC.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
George Rogers Clark taking on Frederick Douglass Broncos tonight. Frederick Douglass, they come into this game. They are ranked number one in the district. They are ranked number one in 6A. They are ranked number one in the state overall. You can't be beaten on paper, Bobby, but yeah, if you're going to play the best. You and I have had the privilege and luxury of seeing the state's proven top basketball program, and now we're going to get to see the football program.
Well, and they've certainly earned it. The tradition, as you say, has been developed very, very rapidly, and now that it has reached this level, Coach certainly wants to keep it there.
Coach McPeak, coming into this Frederick Douglass season, he's in his fourth season as head coach, 39-9 overall as 5A school. He's got a state runner-up and also an undefeated 15-0 5A state championship. He has that in common with head coach Joe Cherico. Each of these guys have won a state championship in their respective class. Each have had a state runner-up. Both are Marshall alums. So this will be a kind of a go-herd moment for Coach Cherico and Coach McPeak here at midfield when they meet.
Well, and unlike last night when the herd got beat by James Madison, one of these two is going to be successful this evening.
Yeah, that was a hurt right there. And Frederick Douglass again comes in. They've got a record of 4-3 on this season. GRC even at 4-4. Frederick Douglass also, when you look at the preseason, they were ranked number 3 preseason. They have some Division I commits. Their entire secondary last year went on to play college football. They've got Avion Chenault, prime target, as a pass receiver. Terrion Hicks and Jeremiah Lowe both have D1 offers. As far as defensive back, they've got a linebacker, Darian Neal, led the team in tackles last year. He's back again this year. Two big linemen, an Arkansas commit, Zuri Madison and Demeco Kennedy. He's got offers from Purdue and Illinois. Their quarterback, Bobby, that came in, highly touted, Cole Carpenter, he had a EKU commit. He has had elbow surgery, they say, so they bring on another quarterback. This guy's almost 6'7", listed at 6'6 and a half, and Strautman's going to be the quarterback for the Douglas team.
Right, and he's done a heck of a job, just like GRC. It's amazing how their pass completion percentage from the quarterback position is similar, both at 55% completion, but it's one of those things. You've probably got a little different caliber of competition you're playing on the one hand, and on the other hand, just a whole lot stronger team that they have over here at Frederick Douglass this evening. But Strautman has been able to get the job done without question, or they wouldn't be number one.
That's true, and when you're looking at comparative statistics, what jumps out at me is they have one fewer game, but my goodness, 40-50 tackles for losses on the season. GRC has played one extra game. They've got 26 tackles for loss. This Frederick Douglass team, 15 sacks on the season, so they've got a defense that can get after you.
A defense, and they haven't been playing against chopped liver either. It's been high-quality competition for those tackles for loss.
The Douglas team was blown out early to their opening game by Archbishop in Akron, Ohio, but they came back and defeated Trinity on Louisville by 3, had a shutout win over Tate's Creek. They lost a 6-0 game to Corbin, came back and dropped a game over in Indianapolis to Cathedral High. Then they've had two convincing wins over Madison Central and Bryan Station in the district. GRC, 16-13, heartbreaking loss last week. We're going to see how GRC responds and see if they can come back with some fight in them in this ball game. What do you think Coach Jericho is looking to take away from this, Bobby?
Well, we
asked him last night. He said get out and compete.
Well, just get out and compete, and he wants them to play every play, and whether they are out athleticized or not on each given play, just try to do your job from try to take care of that person, your responsibility across that line of scrimmage, and just let the chips fall, because when you've got a David versus Goliath matchup, apparently you're going to have to take your victories any way you can get them.
You got that right. And Frederick Douglass won the coin toss. They have deferred. They elect to kick off. They'll take the ball in the second half. So they'll be kicking off to GRC. Referees Chris Kirby, umpire Robert Kirby, head linesman Bailey Brewer, line judge Billy Phillips, back judge Jordan Hope. Those are the guys that will be calling it tonight. Bobby and I, we're going to be calling it for you on the radio when we come back. Game time temperature around 51. Look for it to drop to 41. We got 10-mile-an-hour winds and kind of football weather, Bobby.
It certainly is, and it's going to be going across the field, so it will definitely alter any passes that go linearly as opposed to sideways.
Douglas and GRC. Frederick Douglass kicking off to GRC as the Broncos bust through the Spirit Tunnel onto the field. We'll take our final break. When we come back, we'll have a kickoff. All that action coming up after this brief 30-second break.
Professional, caring, and affordable. If that doesn't describe the health care your family receives, then you need to visit Sterling Healthcare today. Significant savings for qualified patients, friendly faces, and financial assistance to make services very affordable. These are just a few ways that make Sterling Healthcare the choice for your family's health care. I'm Tina Bryant, Chief Executive Officer for Sterling Healthcare, and I invite you to check us out today at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686.
Hut! You're listening to the GRC Cardinals.
Glad to have you along. GRC will receive the kickoff from Frederick Douglass. Again, congratulations to the GRC girls soccer team. They were the region champs. They went to the state tournament. They went out in the opening round to Notre Dame, but congratulations to that squad for making the state tournament. The GRC girls volleyball team, ranked number one in the 10th region, they come away with a district championship. Congratulations and good luck to those volleyball Cardinals. Good things going on at GRC, Bobby, and we're glad to be a part of it.
No question about it here. We've got one terrific football game ahead of us, and let's just see if the Cards can begin it in a positive vein and take it from there.
Ranbier to kick off for the Broncos, and he sends it deep, and that's going to go back into the end zone. It'll be a touchback. GRC will take it first down with no return. Cardinals will get the football, and they'll be under the direction of Sam Clements. As the quarterback, Clements, he has thrown on the season 11 touchdown passes, 5 picks. I think he's done a pretty good job, Bobby. He's managed the game. That's what they've asked him to do, and sometimes even stepped up, been the hero of the game.
Well, he's been elusive as far as using his feet to create for himself and his team.
In the shotgun, Clements takes the snap, handed off, and Hayden Heath across left tackle, crosses the 20, stopped somewhere around the 23-yard line. Pretty good yardage on first down run. Heath with a 3-yard pickup.
Went hard over left tackle and met some resistance a couple of yards upfield, but had a fairly decent surge by the left side of his offensive line on the first play.
Cardinals do not need to get behind the chains in any game, but especially you want to get some yardage on first down, which they did. Second and 7 coming up from their own 23. Clements hands it off, and they try Heath again, this time not nearly as successful. He stuffed at the line for no gain.
Yeah, he tried to take that right up the A-gap, so to speak, over center, and there were two or three Broncos waiting right there for him.
Looks like Clay in there on the stop for Frederick Douglass. No gain. It'll be now 3rd down and 7. Clements looks over to the sideline. Cardinals wearing a white jerseys over red pants, black helmets. Frederick Douglass, their colors look for Miami Hurricane look. They've got the U look. Those
sharp
colors. Yeah.
Both squads look sharp tonight.
In the shotgun, Clements from the pistol look, rolling to his left. He's going to take it on just an end-around keeper. He's going to come up a couple of yards short of the first down. That was not necessarily a naked bootleg, Bobby. He had blockers in front of him, but it was a design run play.
It was a design run, and maybe had they run that one second instead of third in this particular series, it may have led to something a little bit different. But good run, just not good enough.
Well, the sequence wasn't suited as Bobby just described for you. 5-yard pickup by Clements, 4th and 2. And Clements, who can also pooch punt, he comes back into the lineup. They've got Ty Miller in as a double tight end set. 3 wideouts to the left, and the Cards look to be going for it unless Clements does the punt. He's trying to draw offsides. He looks over to the sideline. We'll see if the Cardinals elect to go ahead and punt. Play clock winding down. Clements taking his time. Frederick Douglass with no one drop back deep to receive a punt. Right now, the official throws a flag. It'll be a delay of game, evidently, against GRC, as the Cards will now bring on the punt team.
Delay of game.
Could either accept the delay of game or take the timeout. And I think this early in the game, Coach Cherico decided just to give up the 5 yards.
On to punt for GRC, and dropping back, Frederick Douglass sends a couple of players back deep to Chenault, one of those deep men, a dangerous return guy. His special teams are really good for Douglass. Nice snap, and it's punted away by Clay Turley, end over end, and it's going to be fielded at the 38-yard line. So Turley at least gets it across midfield in this blustery wind. We'll see how Frederick Douglass comes out in this. Looks like about a, what do we got, Bobby? 35, 36 yards.
Yeah, that was a good kick given the fact that.
Going into that wind.
And directionally speaking, as we spoke the other night with him on Cardinal Connection, kicked it right to the sideline, and no opportunity for a return there.
Cards punt on 3 and out, and here's Frederick Douglass. They got an I formation. Strawman hands it off, going straight up the middle on the run and hidden. After a three-yard pickup, big hit in there by Jones Howard. He laid the hit in after a three-yard pickup.
Took the ball over left guard and left tackle and was met by a very, very determined Jones Howard there, three and a half yards upfield.
Good hit by Howard on the Allen handoff. Pistol look now for Frederick Douglass. Allen on the left hip of Strautman. Three wide outs to the left. Cards back up. They don't play press. Strautman throws to the weak side. Pass is caught at the 45. Turned up field. Out of bounds on the tackle by Justin Falls. But pass is complete for a first down.
Yeah, he got a good solid 8 yards there to get it, as you said, right to midfield. And that was a excellent pitch and catch there. He squared out. Ball was right there. And before the defense could get there, he had the yardage for the first down.
So Chenault with a catch and a first down for Frederick Douglass. Ball squarely at midfield on the catch, as Bobby described, 8 yards on the pickup. Four-man front for the Cardinals. Balance field, wide outs to each side. Strautman throws out, caught on the inside, and a tackle in there by Carter Maynard, who slipped in and made the tackle after a short gain. He hit the slot receiver, Bobby. He had two. He had one run in a side route, but he went with the slot receiver, Chenault.
Hit with the slot receiver about 3 yards upfield, and Carter right there for the immediate tackle. Second and seven.
Broncos now in GRC territory as the Cardinals go with a four-man front. They've got four backers, and it's all back in there. It's Trey Davis and Carter Maynard playing deep safety. In motion, going out to the right side, we have Crayson. Strautman looking, and he wanted a pump fake, and that's going to be recovered by Douglass, or either they're going to call an incomplete pass. In the NFL, they call them fumbles anymore. They call it incomplete here. I've seen too many times in pro football, the guy will, quarterback will want to do a pump fake, and they don't call it incomplete.
No, that's true. Well, big down, though, for the Cards early in this one. We're only 4 minutes in.
8 minutes to go in the scoreless first quarter. Ball at the Cardinal 46, third and seven for the Broncos. GRC, three-man front. Hand it off. Going up the middle. Got the first down as he goes across the 40 down inside. Tackle made by GRC's Jones Howard again on the handoff there, and a good run. Looked like Elon.
Yeah, just took it right up the middle. Had a lot of people flying in a lot of different directions, and they just went right up the middle with that one. Jones couldn't get to him until he had the first down, so they keep the drive alive.
10-yard pickup, second first down for the Broncos on this drive, which began back at their own 38. Strautman in the shotgun, trips to the right side, tight end on the left, from the eye, fake the handoff, throw it in the flats, caught with blockers in front, trying to get away, GRC seals the outside, and it goes for no gain. Nice play by the Cardinals defensively, coming up there hard for GRC was Falls and Hooten to make a play.
Did a good job of getting to the receiver out in the flat, and got an arm on him, spun him around, he lost his balance, so wound up getting no yardage on the play. As you say, good defense.
Frederick Douglass now looking at second and 10. Again, same formation. Card's going to go with a three-man front. Douglass looking over at the side. They've got on the wideout Lemond matched up man-on-man. Strautman back to throw, working middle of the field, thrown up there, and it's caught by London. He maintains his balance, and he stumbles into the end zone.
Just a beautiful pitch and catch that time. The quarterback threw it where only his receiver could get it. He eluded the tackle at about the 6-yard line and literally stumbled into the end zone. Beautiful play. Quick strike for the home standing Broncos.
Strautman, 4 for 5 passing, and in that march of 48 yards, and they get the touchdown on the 37-yard hookup. I had number 17, Lemon, that caught it, but the didn't sound anything like that from the PA announcer. But on to tack on the PAT. Snaps low, picked up, placed, and It is good. So Frederick Douglass with 7 minutes to go in the first quarter. Douglass out on top of GRC 7-0. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
At Rosemary C. Brooks Place, they believe in living life with no boundaries or limitations. You will enjoy life to the fullest with home-cooked meals, non-stop activities, and five-star amenities. The Brooks Place staff always offers a helping hand and a friendly smile. Independent and assisted living, Rosemary C. Brooks Place, a great value in retirement living.
I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Apartments and Cottages today.
And Frederick Douglass, the guy that just scored the touchdown, Ranbier, he kicks it through the end zone, so it'll be a touchdown again, a touchback again for GRC as the Cardinals get nothing on the return. So Ranbier's been the star, Bobby. Made a nice catch and stumbled in for a touchdown and two kicks out of the end zone.
Well, we know fully well how valuable being able to kick it deep can help your team.
Sure can. Special teams, third faction of football. Here are the Cardinals looking with a balanced field, wide out to each side. High snap goes through Clement's hands, and he got to the football, but it'll be back at the 5 yard line. So a 15 yard loss on that failed snap.
Yeah, that was just through his hands, and all he could do was run back and try to corral it before the opposition got it. So it was a loss all the way back to the 7.
Oh, and Douglass, they had a corner. I believe it was low. He was right back there with him.
Yes, sir. A loss of 13 on that one makes it 2nd and 23.
Yeah. Not a good look for GRC on that. We'll see what the Cardinals have here with Clements going under center this time for the first time. He's got two backs in the backfield, and they try to run a blast play with the lead back offering blocking for Hayden Heath, and he is stopped at the 10-yard line, able to squeeze out a hard-fought 3.
Well, and that's probably going to be the order of the night. If they can get somehow 3 or 4 yards up the middle, then that's going to give them a chance to sustain their plays to where they can maybe get some first downs, but it's tough sledding against this squad.
Maxbury with the stop for Douglass, and coming into the ballgame for GRC, Haddon Cecil, a guy that is second on the team in touchdown reception. He comes in, supplies the play. He goes out wide right. They'll be matched up on man coverage over there. Kamani John on the wide out as well. Strong side is the right side. Ball in the middle of the field. Clements rolling left side. Here comes the Heat. He's in the end zone. He eludes a would-be tackle. Throws a pass caught by Israel, and he is stopped at the 10-yard line. Yeah, so all that running, and they were able to pick up 1 yard on the pass completion.
Got the yard, and yet Sam was had to be a little bit of a Houdini act in the end zone to escape a potential safety there. But at least got the ball back for a slight gain, but Cards deep, have to kick it.
Correction, incomplete pass. Jeremiah Lowe, coverage, not the tackle.
So they're saying it was incomplete pass. But we've got Clay Turley punting from the end zone. The snap is imperative. Hayden Heath will be the long snapper. Broncos coming on the edge. Turley gets it off. End over end, taken at the 45-yard line to the right side, then cuts it back to the middle, to the 30, to the 20, still running. Got another block, goes into the end zone. We got a 45-yard kick punt return for a touchdown on that play.
He got a nice kick, had a wall lined up on the right side, and just weaved his way to the end zone. He may have been touched, but if he was, it was very, very lightly. Excellent run, excellent blocking. excellent special teams play.
Chenault, the receiver, the star receiver for this team, he takes it back. A 35-yard punt by Turley, his second of the night of 35 yards, but this one returned for the TD. So Douglas strikes again, trying to add on to their lead. Kick is on the way. It's good. And the Broncos add to the lead. 4:16 to go in the first quarter. It's 14-0. Frederick Douglass leading GRC. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Woody's is known for good sports, good times, and good food. How about a hot brown with homemade gravy, prize-winning beer cheese, wings with 9/11 hot sauce, mild and Cajun rub, or maybe some nachos? The Woody's menu has something for everyone, including kids. Woody's off the Winchester Bypass. Steaks, seafood, chicken, sandwiches, and over 20 widescreens to watch the game. 923 Bypass Road next to Planet Fitness off the Winchester Bypass. Save by using the Zucker app.
This is Adam Zofi, Vice President and Bluegrass Market President for Citizens Bank of Kentucky. The little things make all the difference. A friendly smile when you walk in the door. A kind voice on our side of the line when you call. The convenience of online and mobile banking. Meeting your business banking needs in a timely fashion. It's the little things we do at Citizens Bank of Kentucky that sets us apart. Stop in today to learn what we can do for you.
Citizens Bank of Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Here's the Douglas kickoff, and again.
Touchback. It'll be first down and 10 for the Cardinals at their
Ranbier with a kick, and that is through the end zone. Three kicks, no returns. GRC will come back on the field in the Cards with having a hard time getting the football going. GRC trailing here in this one, 14-0, 4:16 to go in the first quarter. Broncos come in here. They won two in a row. The Cards have dropped two in a row. Final district game for both these clubs, and Douglas undefeated in district play. Cards, they are winless. They got Hayden Heath running left side, and a host of Broncos team up to make that tackle, and they're going to give him progress, a loss of one on the Heath carry. So
shot the gap. He tried to take it over left guard, but he had a couple of Broncos waiting for him. Immediately as he received the ball from Clements. So loss of one, second and 11 here. Still inside, just inside 4 minutes in the first.
Cards trying to, you know, you need to get some first downs, run the clock, try to shorten the game. Easier said than done. They overload the right side. The ball is on the left hash at the 19-yard line of GRC. Back to throw is Clements with time. Here comes the Heat. He's flushed out, being chased, and he just throws it away. He sails it over the intended receiver, Kamani John, and that'll burn it down. It'll be third and 11 coming up for the Cards.
Yeah, he had a couple of defenders tracking him, and it was all he could do just to release the ball and get it out of his hands before he would have been sacked about 10, 12 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
He felt the pressure on the edge. Davis goes out. They bring in Miller as the tight end as Clements has the play, furnishes it to his line, and they break huddle. Israel and John come out wide to the right, matched up here, man on man. Douglas with a three-man front. Clements in the shotgun, back to throw. They rush three. Sam works, throws a pass, and it sails over the head of his intended receiver, Haddon Cecil. That's an incomplete pass. What I did like about it, though, Bobby, he threw to the first down marker.
Right.
So he wasn't relying on a freshman to make a catch and run. He threw for the first down yardage.
Got it up there 11 yards upfield. It was just a little high. Haddon unable to catch it.
Well, that stops the clock. 3:23 to go in this first quarter. Cards trailing 14-0. It looks like Clements is staying in there. We've seen him punt it before from this position, and that's what he's going to do. And it hits a player. So it's partially blocked, and it will go dead at the 29-yard line. So a 10-yard punt on that one by GRC was partially blocked. And Frederick Douglass will play on a very short field.
Well, he was back, but he may have needed to be back a couple of more yards because it's easy for those big linemen to shove the center back into the quarterback. And unfortunately, snap was clean, kick was clean, but there was somebody in front of him that he couldn't get it over.
And it, I'm like you, if he backs up a little further, probably takes away the element of surprise. But like you said, you at least you put him in a little more difficult field position.
Sure,
motion play, toss it up. Here with it on the run, across way is Chenault. He takes the left edge, cuts it back inside, and he has scored for the second time. He has touched the ball the last two times in back-to-back plays, and Chenault goes in for the 29-yard touchdown run.
29 yards, and he was untouched. He got the handoff, veered to the left side, and then just cut it right upfield. Into the end zone, untouched.
Nice little motion play, working from right to left, and Chenault got to the edge. He had blockers leading the way. And now the Cards find themselves trailing now 20 to nothing with a little over 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. And the kick is good. So Ranvier puts it through there for his third extra point kick, and Ranvier also has a touchdown in this ball game. 3:02 to go here in the first quarter. It's 21-0 Broncos. We'll be back in 1 minute here on WWKY.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends. Now you can enjoy your McDonald's breakfast faves with a savory steak patty. Start your morning off right with a steak, egg, and cheese bagel, steak, egg, and cheese McMuffin, steak, egg, and cheese biscuit, or other breakfast faves at participating McDonald's.
Available at your locally owned Healy Family McDonald's in Winchester and Mount Sterling.
This is Danny Neely. Neely & Wade Insurance is a full-service agency specializing in protecting your family and your business with personal and commercial auto, home, casualty, life, and health insurance. We are an independent agency, which means we represent several insurance companies. We can find the best coverage at the best price for you.
This is Nevin Goble. I specialize in health insurance for businesses. Give me a call, 744-3857.
Great rates and personalized service. Neely & Wade Insurance.
Well, Ranvier sends his fourth kick into the end zone for a touchback, and the Cards will take it over first and 10 at their 20-yard line. Now, GRC having a tough go of it. Bobby, we were just kind of talking off mic. It's hard to take time off the clock when you're not able to run the ball or get a first down.
Or you throw an incomplete pass and the clock stops. Ranvier has kicked four times, and each one of those have landed between 3 and 5 yards deep in the end zone. So he is a tremendous weapon for these Broncos.
Clements in the pistol look, fake handoff. No, he gives it to Hayden Heath, who tries to work his way over the left side. He couldn't get outside the tackle. He was impeded and sealed over there nicely by the Bronco defender. Heath gets back to the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play.
Yeah, they didn't give him the edge, and so when he cut it upfield, the Bronx were right there at the line of scrimmage awaiting his arrival.
Frederick Douglass able to play three. They occasionally rush four, but they've been able to get adequate pressure with a three-man front. Ball at the middle of the field. The three come out wide to the right for the Cardinals. Tight end Miller sits in the slot, two wide outs beyond him. Heath in the backfield as Clements looks to throw. He throws a pass, and it's broken up. Making a play on the ball and coming hard on that is Logan Busson, 6'2", 180 junior. He breaks it up.
Well, a nice, quick attempted pass about 7-8 yards up the field, but Frederick Douglass right there defensively with two players to impede that possible catch.
Clements 0 for 4 in the ball game right now, passing as the Cards send Trey Davis, a freshman, into the game. Coming out wide to the right side is freshman Haddon Cecil. Outside of him will be Jeremiah Israel. Clement stays in the shotgun. They also have a double wing looking for extra blocking. But they're going to run that way. Direct snap to Trey Davis. Lowers his head, and he tries to pick up yardage, which he does. He stops short of the 25 on the run. It'll bring up fourth down.
was stopped in the field of play, so the clock will go under 2 minutes now. But once again, the Cards appeared to be at fourth and six in a punting situation.
Ran a little wildcat there with Trey Davis on the direct snap, and he's going to stay in the ball game right now, it would appear. And it looks like the Cards may be going for it from their own 24-yard line. Here it is on fourth and six. Same formation, two wideouts right, got double wing on the left side. And movement on the Cardinal line will back them up and make it even more difficult.
It makes it that much tougher. Yeah, that'll make it, fourth and 11 now.
So the procedure call on the false start goes back five more yards. Cards now looking at fourth and 11 as they huddle up. Clock is inside, a minute and a half to go in the first quarter. Broncos on top, 21-0. Official says, let's get it rolling, and they do. Davis breaks his team from the huddle. Trey Davis in there at the throttle now for GRC with an empty set backfield. Wide outs to each side, tight end on the right. Looking to throw, Davis releases it, and it's incomplete. He looked like he wanted to throw to Haddon Cecil, who took it to the inside. He threw to the sideline, and it just sails out of bounds.
Yeah, evidently not on the same page there. And so, again, a very, very short 19-yard field awaits these Broncos, who are on fire offensively already.
So Coach Jericho deciding to go for it. Hey, got nothing to lose. Let's go out and let's see if we can get some first downs and a little ball control. It hasn't proved beneficial so far. On that front line for GRC, Adrian Alfaro in there. Brian Falls also on the front line. Hunter Gully will be in there. Linebacker Hayden Heath. T.J. Hooten in there as well. Split backs in the backfield. In motion, Chenault left to right. Stroutman hands it off. No, he's going to keep it on a play fake. Quarterback left side takes it to the outside. He's wrestled down inside the 10. Stroutman with a nice run. They sent Chenault in motion. And you got to respect him, Bobby. He scored the last two times he's touched the ball.
Well, and he's very elusive and does a real, real deceptive job with his ball handling skills as well. So he faked that handoff to the right, brought it to the left, got 12 yards and a first down.
So Frederick Douglass with the ball. It's going to be first and goal. It should be first and goal inside right. The 10. Stroutman in the shotgun, takes a snap, hands it off. They go straight up the middle, trying to work toward the goal line. The official says may have gotten short. Carter Maynard, he and Hayden Heath able to stop the ball carrier from getting in there. It was Tay-Tay Allen trying to get to the goal line. Picks up six. It'll be second goal from the one.
And we're probably going to end the first quarter on that note.
Well, the final seconds, waning seconds, tick off, and that'll do it. First quarter comes to an end. Your score at the end of one, it's 21-0. Broncos leading the Cardinals. Second quarter play coming your way in 1 minute here on WWKY.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Parish Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Parish Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Parish Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
This month, step beyond awareness and into action by scheduling your screening mammogram. Most women should get their first mammogram at age 40 and repeat based on their provider's recommendations. Step beyond awareness and into action. Schedule your annual mammogram at Clark Regional Medical Center. Learn more at clarkregional.org.
You're listening to the GRC Cardinals.
Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. Frederick Douglass leading GRC 21-0. We begin the second quarter. Douglass in the driver's seat, both on the scoreboard and here in the down and distance situation. Second and goal for the Broncos from the one. Trautman hands it off, and they go up the middle in for the touchdown. 1 yard run for Allen as he's got the touchdown. Allen with three runs and 10 yards on the game, and Frederick Douglass has scored again here early, very early in the second quarter. Allen, 1 yard run.
He met some resistance, but he didn't have far to go.
So now Douglas looking over the sideline, maybe thinking about going for two, trying to get that point differential, looking to
two more
shorten it up with a running clock to see what they can get here on the PAT. Stroutman rolling right, picks it up. Pressure comes, throws a pass. 2 points on the catch. That's caught and hauled in there. Kaysen with the two-point catch. 2 points on the board for Frederick Douglass. 29-0 is the score early in the second quarter. Back in 1 minute.
Watch your mailbox each month for your Winchester Town Money Saver. The Winchester Town Money Saver is full of money-saving coupons for the things you want and need. Be sure to check townmoneysaver.com for coupons online, too. The Town Money Saver, delivered to 15,000 homes and businesses each and every month by mail. Shop locally, save locally, with help from your Winchester Town Money Saver. To advertise, call Brad Toy at 859-585-3885.
Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation has something for everyone. Stop by and try a new group fitness class. Go for a swim in one of their two heated indoor pools. Take a lap around their rubberized walking track. And those are just a few examples of the activities you'll find at Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation. Like them on Facebook and learn more about what Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation can offer you and your family today. Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation, 15 Wheeler Avenue.
Oh, heavens.
Well, another kick through the end zone for Ranvier, who has proven to be a very, very good kicker here on the Douglas team. I guess all of Douglas players are good players. They are leading now 29-0. The state's number one ranked team by a lot of the polling. Very strong. GRC without a first down in the ball game. They have 1 yard on total offense on all the plays that they've run. Their longest play from scrimmage has been a 5 yard run by Sam Clements, the third play of the game.
Well, you can call that net 1 yard a hard earned yard here. It's taken them a full quarter to get that.
Trey Davis in there at the quarterback, double wing set, hands it off, and Clements taking his turn as a running back this time, and he stuffed at the line, maybe driven back a yard. So good surge by the Douglas Bronco D line. Is
51, Rod Suter leads
the way. Yeah, they're just staying right in their lanes and overpowering GRC's offense, and loss of two there, so now we're at second and 12 here on their own 18.
Trey Davis brings his team up, freshman quarterback getting some varsity reps here as they keep a double tight end set in there with Heath and Miller for blocking situation. Balanced field wide out to each side. Douglas on the edge. They've got their backers. Here they come. Handed off to Clements. Sam Clements with some running room, and he pushes the ball up over near the 25, I should say. Stopped just short of the 25 on that run. Like that, Bobby, and longest play of scrimmage for the Cardinals.
Yeah, that was over 5 yards. I think about 5-6 yards. It makes it third and seven here. But you got the young quarterback handing it to the elder quarterback there, and he was able to gouge out 6 yards on that play.
Third down, Bronco defense.
So the official now, one of the officials lead umpire in the GRC huddle, but he leaves the huddle and looks like possibly a player injury as we've got a player going off the field for the Cardinals. He's under his own power. That's a good thing to see as Ogle will go to the sidelines. We've got official time. Bobby, I don't know that they're going to hold up play. They're going to say, let's get it going. So here we go.
Well, we've got a third and six, and maybe the fifth time will be a charm here. Maybe they can scratch out a first down here on this play.
Ball in the middle of the field. Cardinals have it at their own 23. Two wideouts left, and again, two backs in there, double tight end for blocking. Bad snap. Davis has got it, and he's just going to slide down at the 10-yard line. So a loss on the play. Loss of 13 on that snap. Second fumbled snap the Cardinals have, and when it looked like they had something at least promising, a six-yard run, now they lose big yards on a sack.
Just being dominated at the line of scrimmage here, and it's tough when you can't create any kind of crease at all for your running backs to try to get yardage.
So that's going to bring Clay Turley the third time he's been in the end zone to punt out of it. The last time he punted, it was a 47-yard punt return by Chenault for a TD. He gets a good snap, running kick, end over end, and it's going to go out of bounds. It'll be up to the official to see and determine where it was last in play and crossed out of bounds. So it'll be the Broncos playing on a short field anyway. They're going to say at the 35-yard line, so a 25-yard punt, nothing on the return. As it goes out of bounds, and the Broncos will have it first and 10 at the Cardinal 35. 9:23 to go here before halftime. Frederick Douglass pitching a shutout, 29-0, leading this game. As the Broncos have scored with special teams, they've scored with a passing game, they have scored with the running game. The only thing they haven't had is a defensive touchdown.
Well, and two, they have not been stopped yet on any possession. They've scored every time.
They got a double wideout, little bunch set over here on the right side. Two wideouts. Cards trying to match them man-to-man from the shotgun. Now they bring receiver Talbert in motion, and the official blows it dead. It may have been a motion call, two guys moving at the same time. We'll see what they called here because Talbert went in motion. You had a guy in the backfield as well, and it is a false start. Back him up, first penalty against Frederick Douglass. We'll take